I'm Charlie Turner in the newsroom at the Wall Street Journal. Stocks fell sharply Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 220 points to 25,169. The Nasdaq fell 86. The S&P lost 25. The market decline started after reports showed industrial production unexpectedly fell in Germany and Spain in December, and the European Commission cut its forecast for Eurozone growth in 2019. The losses accelerated after White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said China and the U.S. were still far away on striking a trade deal. A White House official later said President Trump is highly unlikely to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping ahead of the March 1st deadline, after which higher U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods would kick in. The Wall Street Journal says a bankruptcy judge has approved Eddie Lampert's $5.2 billion purchase of Sears Holdings. The court decision means Sears will survive, saving 45,000 jobs. The Lampert purchase will keep about 425 Sears stores open. Woody Allen has sued Amazon Studios. The filmmaker accused the studio of breach of contract for refusing to distribute his most recent movie, A Rainy Day in New York, and terminating a four-picture production and distribution deal without cause. The suit seeks more than $68 million in damages. Mr. Allen said Amazon backed out of his deal last June after an old accusation that the director and actor had molested his adopted daughter, Dylan Farrow, in 1992 resurfaced as the Me Too movement was gathering steam. For more, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app.